Okay. Does anyone have any questions about security or about the issue we just talked about? Yes, Ari.
You said to check the news. Is there a particular news site that will put up?
I'm sure. Follow IDF Twitter, follow New Jerusalem Post and whatever. Just have to check it once, twice. I don't want you to be divorced or autistic from what's going on. Just, you know, in your own world, following what the Eagles are doing or something, and, you know, we're fighting a war.
There's a red alert app. That's good. Which tells you when the rockets and where the rockets are firing.
Right, okay, that's also nice. At least you can identify with what people. Again, people in the South, they're all staying at home. They're all running their shelters, and that's an hour away. So when I say South, it's not a two-hour flight. You can get in the car and be there in an hour. So it's our people. It's our brothers, and you know, they're living at the forefront of this, and we're living in a safer environment right now. As strange as it sounds, because, you know, I'm sure your parents all had conniptions about you coming. This is known as one of the safer areas because, you know, during the wars in the North and the South, it generally isn't in the crosshairs. So during real wars, the real excursions, actually, we've had people come live with us in the Gush. People come to the yeshiva, use the dorms from the north. We had the Lebanon war. So, but again, we're not triumphant. Oh, we're safe, and they're not safe. We're all one people, and we want to feel for them. Okay. Let's talk about two topics today. Two quick topics. We'll save a little bit of time for sure, Chloe. Two quick topics. One is the Shtar Itra. And one is a partial, incomplete chazaka, achla, kula, chutz mibeisvah. Let's deal with the first issue because it's still continuing the mifuzaros, and then we'll get to the second issue. Again, not that many rishonim, but a lot of thinking to do. Okay. The Gemara talked about Rami Bar Chama and Rav Ukba Bar Chama, the two brothers who staggered the Gimel Shanim, so that they would not be able to claim against one another. And yesterday we ironed out what would they be claiming against one another, what was their concern. But final analysis, bottom line, one had the land, or one used the maid 1, 3, and 5, the other used the maid 2, 4, and 6, and they wanted to, and then someone else came and said, why are you using my maid? Some outsider came and said, it's my maid. Say, wait a second, we've been using this maid for 6 years. Rose said, you guys lost it, you guys blew it. By staggering the chazakas to protect each other against one another, the two shufim, you also ruin your chazaka vis-a-vis the external world, vis-a-vis this new marakama that's coming and saying, hey, why you two brothers are using my handmaid, my servant? She's mine. And you haven't had a complete, uninterrupted chazaka. And after all, we all know that Rav Huna holds you can't have staggered chazaka. That's called mifuzaras. So you need the Gemara again. Asu l'kameh de'rava. Amar lehu, my time avidtahachi, why did you stagger your years? Do you protect each other against each other, as we talked about yesterday, whatever they were trying to do? Just like you don't have a chazaka vis-a-vis each other, hachanami, so as well, I'm skipping the place, the alma, nami lo havi chazaka. And then the Gemara offers a qualifier. V'lo amran, this failed chazaka of the shutfim who staggered their years, elam delo kasav itra. You didn't write a shtar detailing the terms of your partnership. Avol kasav itra, I'm going to skip three words, kasav itra havi chazaka. I'm going to rewrite the Gemara. If you had written a shtar detailing your shutfas, then you'd have a chazaka even though your years would be staggered. So this is the information we have. If shutafim scatter their years, shutaf A, year 1, shutaf B, year 2, shutaf A, year 3, shutaf B, year 4, shutaf, they stagger their years, whatever. I don't care why they stagger. That was yesterday, Shia. They have some OCD, but I don't care why. But the shutafim who have staggered years of use can combine into one chazaka. We can't say, after all, they're shutafim. It's not really staggered. It's not like a person staggering his own years. I'm Moshe Tarragon, and I was on, off, on, off, on, off. That would be a staggered chazaka. That's Rav Huna. Staggered chazaka doesn't work. But here we have one monster called the Shutif monster. Reuben and Shimon are Shutafim. And the Shutafim used it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 consecutive. So I would have thought, or says, no, no, no. But if you write a Shtar Itra, then the problems go away. You have a chazaka. Now, functionally, what could Shtar Itra do? Shutfim without a shtar itra who staggered their years, no chazaka. Shutfim who staggered their years with a shtar itra, the chazaka works. One, two, three, four. All of a sudden, the Shtar Yitra repairs it. What theoretically could the Shtar Yitra be accomplishing? Either it could be merging them into one person. It could be redefining the Shifra so it's no longer staggered. You're right. Reuven was year one. Shimon was year two. Levin. But now that we've written a Shtar Yitra, we've created a Reuven Shimon man. Reuven Shimon monster. A Rushon or a Shuvain. We've created a man, a Shifras, a unit, an entity called Rushman, Shimshay, Shushur, Rushur, some new guy whose years aren't staggered. Who used the land year one? Ruon. Who used the land through the air? Ruon. Who used the air? Ruon. Ruon. It's all Ruon. So there's no staggering. It'd be like Moshe Tarragon using it year one, year two, year three, year four, year five, year six. So the Shtar Yitra can bond it can coagulate the Shutfas into one person, and therefore there's no staggering. Or Benji?
Or where's the word that we skipped colors?
Don't give me specifics. Give me functions. Or it doesn't change the Shutfas.
It's an active problem.
Say it's sharper.
When
it creates a
very powerful provocation.
Very good. Well, no, that's too specific. It creates. That's too specific. It creates.
Right.
Too specific. Go up one. Instead of reformulating and reconfiguring the Shutfas and allowing their 3 years on the land to be operative, even though they were staggered, it creates a different path to victory. Well, listen, it's really important because I'm helping you build categories. If the Shtar Yitra reshapes the Shutfas, then what was the core of the Chazaka? The years of using the land that now are no longer staggered because Ruron, 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 Ruron. But according to Benji's view of Yitra, the Yitra doesn't change the Shutfas, thereby ratifying, validating, correcting, unstaggering the years of utility. The Shtar Yitra is a stand-alone, independent, chazaka achiever. You see that? Now, why? We'll fill in the blanks, but that's creating structure. Does the Shtar Yitra reorient the Shutfas, and therefore their years of harvest are now not staggered? Ruron, Ruron, Ruron harvested the land, so the chazakas through harvesting the land is no longer staggered. Or the Yitra says, look, Shutafim, who staggered their years, can never use the harvest as a chazaka. We'll create some alternate path to achieve victory for the Shutafim. Now, how does that work? That's the specifics. Call Raya. Follow? It's important to just get these top-level categories. Is Yitra reconfiguring the Shutfas, thereby repairing the staggering of the harvests? Or is Shtar Yitra saying, you know what? Their harvests were staggered. That's not going to work. That's Mufuzaros. But we're going to create a different way, like a Shtar, let's say. Right? Everyone would know that Shtar is not Gimel Shanim, right? Shtar is not a Chazaka. Shtar is Edim. So this is something else. Who says it's something else? Who quotes the day that it's something else? Rashbam. Do you want to read the Rashbam? Yitra? Read the key lines? Adiv? Okay. So it's not because the harvesting changes anything, but what now, Moshe Golubchik, what changes it? What's the key word in the Gemara that I skipped? You said it before? Writing a Shtar Chalukah between Reuven and Shimon transmits a public message that Reuven and Shimon are dealing this land, are affecting this land. That should have elicited a response. Equivalent, parallel structurally to the harvest, but not necessarily through the harvest. And the lack of response is a classic chazaka, where you use the land, person didn't respond. So it mimics Cheskes Gimel Shanim, but it's not through the harvest, it's through producing a kol. Now, we have two chidushim here, and each chidush is crucial. What's the big chidush here? If the shtar is a chazaka, you see once again, as we talked about yesterday, that to accomplish a chazaka, not a shtar proving that we bought the land, the fact that Reuven and Shimon are writing up their chalukah, that creates a chazaka vis-a-vis the outsider, the Ma'ara, the Marakam is coming saying, hey, you two Shutafim, you two thieves. You're Shutafim, but you're Shutafim as thieves. So writing a shtar between two Shutafim is an act of chazaka. Well, why would I not say this? Why does Rashbam not say this? Because normally we would all think that an act of chazaka is, what did we say yesterday? What was the chiddush of the Yad Ramah yesterday? The chiddush of the Yad Ramah is taking rent money is chazaka. Why did some Rishonim reject the Yad Ramah? Because it's not enough to get hana. You need tashmish. Here you've got neither. You still don't have tashmish. The shutafim are not using the land. They're not using the land. We're writing a shtar chalukah. Using land is harvest, building, plowing, harvesting. I'm not even getting hana. Even the Yad Ramah, you can say, okay, I'm not using the land, but I'm collecting rent money. Here, Reuben and Shimon, they're not benefiting from the land yet, because and their benefit is meaningless because it was staggered, so that doesn't count. The benefit utility doesn't count. They're not benefiting from the land, they're not using the land. They're just, they're I posted it on my Facebook profile, I posted my Instagram account. That's very provocative. That's why the Gemara feels compelled to provide some core for this. It isn't the classic Cheskes Gimel Shanim. It provides Cheskes Gimel Shanim by producing what? Getting back to that word, Moshe? Produces a kol. So all of a sudden, there's some new bit of information. This is really the first time we've seen this word in the context of Gimel Shanim. We're going to see it again. We have to store it away. But there's some path to victory, which may or may not be parallel to Gimel Shanim, which is based on producing a producing public awareness. Why is producing public awareness crucial to chazaka? The Rashbam says it's crucial to chazaka because by producing public awareness, there's one person in that public who's really important. Who's that one person in the public whose awareness is important? Marukama. Because now we're gauging. So the Ramban, the Rashbam traces it back to classic chazaka. Because according to the Rashbam, listen carefully, this is really, really structurally important. What's the key of chazakah? What was produced on the land? We talked about this yesterday. What's the key to chazakah? What's happening in the Marakama's head? Should he have responded, and what can we infer from lack of response? Now, what's the classic way to trigger that expected response and the ability to infer from lack of response? P-word. Peris and provocation. There's another way to create that expectation, which if not met can produce an inference or implication. What's that other way? Not Paris and provocation, but call and provocation. Not Paris. The goal is not Paris. Paris is the means. The goal is, the end is provocation. If Cheskes Gimel Shanim is me controlling the land, imposing myself on the land, then Paris are the key. The way that I control the land is eating, harvesting, benefiting, however we describe it. But if the goal is to try to get the Marakama provoked, and then to judge by his lack of response that he probably sold it, then Peros are not so important. It's just about provoking him. Now, what normally provokes him? Peros. There's another way to provoke him. The fact that everyone in the world is now knows that two people are writing a shtar about his land. What are you writing a shtar about my land? It's my land. What are you doing? What are you and Reuven and Shimon? Reuven and Shimon are, in theory, okay, listen carefully. In theory, can anyone finish this sentence? If the shtar of them dividing up the land is what creates the chazaka, then, not in theory, probably in reality, even if they were never on the land for the staggered years, because their being on the land is pointless because they were staggered, what creates the chazaka? The shtar. So if Reuven and Shimon write a shtar about how they plan to divide up this amma, and then they go off to Bermuda and they never use the amma, they would still have a chazaka, because the act of writing a shtar about someone's land, or in this case someone's amma, someone's servant, is so provocative, is so coal-producing, that you should have said something. If you didn't say anything, you probably sold it. So essentially, the first sheet in the Rashbam is completely boulderizing their time on the land. We don't care what they use with the land, we don't care what they use with the amma. They wrote a shtar about this woman, the servant, and that should have produced a response. I'm not saying this is the only way to learn kol. This is the Rashbam's way to learn kol. But again, as we make our way through Cheskes Habatim, we're being very, very scrutinizing about new information that comes across our grid. Here's some new information that an event which produces kol, even in the absence of classic chazaka, can still achieve victory. What does that mean? Does that mean that all chazakas are based on kol? Does that mean that there's an alternate route based on kol? If all chazakas are based on kol, why is it based on kol? The Rashbam says yes, because kol is just the stand-in for peros. Peros are provocative. Kol is also provocative. Are there other ways to say this? You see how I'm processing it? This is processing sugyos. New information, separate track, same track. If it's the same track, how does it replace peros? I'm trying to give you the mental construct for processing new information and putting them into context. We're going to get back to this on Lamed Gimel, because on Lamed Gimel is a really important story of kol, what kol was produced, what kol wasn't produced. We're going to talk about this in Macha. So this is just information to store away. I'm sure when Rav Kay is going to give you shiur about kol, I promise you this Gemara is going to be on your Makaris. So we're not yet equipped to handle this. I don't want to do anything artificial. I'll just tell you what the answers are. And I want to ruin it for Rabbi Kay, because I know Ariel, your buddy, I'm going to ruin it. But seriously, who else? Rafi. I don't want to ruin it for you guys, because he's your hero. Just teasing. But seriously, we now have kol. The Rashbam's merging of kol makes sense to us, because it makes sense with the Rashbam. The Rashbam, we always know. One thing we could say for clear. In the Rashbam's world, Chazaka is clearly a Raya. Yehuda Fuchs is in the head of the Marakama. Not that's basically what's happening in real time. In the Marakama, if you have excuses, says, you know what, I was lobotomized yesterday. You did it perfect because I was lobotomized. I didn't make a macha. A maslis is clearly that the kol has to be translated into Marakama expectations and response or lack of response. Okay? Yes, Ari, bro.
So, but do you have to say that the Shtabel Brook is Chazaka only according to the Ramban, or can you say that even according to the opinion that the Chazaka is about showing violence? If
you're right about the Shtabel, you could, you could, but right now we don't have any Rishon that says that, we don't have any connector dots. You're absolutely right. I'm almost convinced what McKay will say. I can't guarantee 100%. I would say it, but I want to have Rishon that will say it and Gemaras that will say it. So far, we don't have any Gemaras that say that writing a Shtar shows violence. Shtar Chalukah, Shtar Mechir is one thing, but it's an internal Shtar, but who's going to use the Yama? So we'll have to see whether writing an internal Shtar, not a bad acquisition, demonstrates bias, okay? But for sure, the logic is there. Okay, the Rashbam rejects this. Rashbam doesn't really tell us why he rejects this. Interesting, why would you reject it? It seems so correct. Evidently, because the story was they were on the land for 3 years. If they wrote the Shtar, why would we care about the land? But, okay. The other approach to the sugya is that the Shtar Itra is not a standalone alternate path to victory. The Shtar Itra, can anyone remind us what the first approach was? We said it before, reconfigures the Shudfus, thereby eliminating the staggering effect. Once it's not Reuven and Shimon, but it's Ruron, then it's Ruron using the land year one, Ruron using the land two, Ruron using the land year three. There's no staggering, there's no lack of consecutive, and there's a regular Chazaka. Okay, that's what the Rashbam says in his second shot. Yet, if you look at the Rashbam, thank you, Ellie, it seems like there are two different shots here. Let's read the second shot first. Okay? Second shot in the Rashbam, let's read it together. He quotes his first shot, and we'll read that carefully. Then he says, Ve'ein nirali klal. Second to last skinny line. Ve'ein nirali klal. Ella, mishalo shanim rishonos havi chazaka. All you need is 3 years of ruro. Ruron year one, Ruron year two, Ruron year three. Seems like he's rejecting something about his previous pshat, not the first pshat, but the second pshat, which we'll read now. Inami, this is the second pshat. Kiva dika tarti, since now you have two parts. Akiva, this isn't the shtar being a separate path. It's the shtar reconfiguring the shufas, thereby validating the 3 years. Inami, kiva dika tarti, you've got two things. Shnei chazaka. Remember Yaakov Garfield, in the first shot, the years of Chazaka didn't matter because the Shtar itself created Chazaka. But you've got two components. You've got Tarti, Shnei Chazaka, comma, Mifuzaros, but now the Tarti, the Shnei Chazaka Mufuzaros will be V'itra, and you've got a Shtar Itra, close it. Ika Kola, you've got a Kol. Uki Chazaka Gemura. Is that the right words? Uki Chazaka. So what part of that second shot, right? Not his first shot that we talked about 10 minutes ago, but his second shot is he rejecting in the third shot. He says, it sounds like it's the same shot. What's the difference between the second shot in the Rashbam and the third shot? He says, oh, I don't like it. Anyone notice that? Like two and three seem very similar. Both 2 and 3, you're not relying on the Shtar. The Shtar is reconfiguring Reuven and Shimon into Ruron. And Ruron now is there for consecutive years. He says the same thing. Anyone even notice it? Okay. Many Rishonim believe that the difference between Pshat 2 in the Rashbam and Pshat 3 in the Rashbam is how many years do Ruron have to be there? Do or does? Does, singular plural. Does Ruron have to be there? This third Pshat clearly says how many years. Look carefully. How many years do we need for Ruron to be there, according to the third Pshat? Three. Even though it looks staggered, it's not staggered because it's Reuven, Shimon, Reuven, which is Ruron. The Ein Nira Liklal. Let's read it again. Elam Yishalosh Shanam Rishonos. You only need 3 years. That implies that the second shot that he's rejecting needed how many years? 6 years. And that's the difference. They both say that the Shtar reconfigures the Shutfus, creating a non-staggering effect, but now we've got to know how many years you have to be there. 3 years or 6 years. How long does Ruron have to be there? You're not staggering. You don't have the staggered problem. How many years do you need? Because it's not really Ruron. It's Reuven, Shimon. Reuven, Shimon. Reuven, Shimon. Reuven, Shimon. Does Reuven, Shimon, who now play the role of Ruron, and they're not staggered, have to be there 3 years or 6 years? Where would you say Al Pi Pashtus? This is always the way you begin analysis. Al Pi Pashtus, 3 years or 6 years? I would say 3 years.
One
answer. Yeah. Right. It's not one answer, but it's Ruron. Consecutive. Why would you need 6 years of Ruron? What does this depend on? Whether this new monster called Ruron, the Shutef monster, can be there 3 years, it needs to be there 6 years. Can anyone play the opposite, devil's advocate? Why would you need 6 years? Because after all, you need 6 years because each year you only have half. Why? Because Reuven's year, he's only using half, 50%. He's the only 50% owner. Shimon's year, you only have half. So you don't have a problem of consecutive because it's one double-headed Hydra monster. It's the Ruron monster using this land. So it's not, oh, you weren't there, you didn't have consecutive. But you have, it's very similar to, who remembers where else you may need 6 years? Non-consecutive years in Virginia. In a place where the staggering doesn't bother me because everyone does it. Asur demuv rabagi, everyone does it. So I'm not bothered by the discontinuity, but I just don't have full years. I need 6 years because I have year one, year two, nothing, year three, year, I need 6 years. I need 6 years to get to 3 years. I need 6 years to get to 3 years of utility. Same thing here. I'm not bothered by the staggering. It's not like some other guy, Levi, used the land. It's not like Ruron didn't use the land. Ruron is using it consecutively, but Ruron is only using it in half installments. Year one, they're only using 50%, assuming it's 50-50. Year two, 50%. Year three, 50%. Year four, 50%. Year five. So basically, this Ruron, year one represented by Reuven, year two represented by Shimon, year three, Ruron is represented by Reuven again, year four, Ruron is represented by Shimon, year five, Ruron is represented by Reuven, year six, Ruron is represented by Shimon. So each year, the Ruron monster is being represented by one of the Shutafim, and that Shutaf is only accumulating 50% utility. So now just follow what I'm doing as I'm teaching you methodology. We started with the simple sheet that 3 years is enough. Now I'm giving you the counter sheet. The reason you need 6 years is because each year is only half utility. What would be the response to that? Why would you go back to the original position of 3 years? Joe?
But I really have the half the owner using the full use.
Okay. Now Joe is responding that when Reuven is here for year one as a rep, he's using it
fully.
So you see how we've built now. So what's the machlokas between the two shittos? How you view? How you view shittos? When a shittif uses the land, is he using? When you and I are 50% shittim, are we 50% owners, or we are? We're 100% owners that just overlap. We're not 50% owners. We each own 100%, but you also own 100%. Therefore, we have to accommodate each other, and I can only use it 50% of the time. Use it. How do you shoot for this? Is 100, 100, or 50-50? Who remembers when we had this question? not going to be nekevat really should tough him, neshtain him. Where do we have this question? I'm just shutting this off. We had a question in Daf Gimelam and Aleph. If two shutafim in the land, the Chatzah Shein Badin Chalukah, want to divide, how many kinyanim do they have to make? One kinyan or two kinyans. If we're 50-50, we may need to make two kinyan. If we're 100-100, maybe one kinyan, whatever. We're not making kinyan or mine. You're bailus. Remember I told you the famous Shah HaMelech. I'll repeat it again because it's such a beautiful and famous Shah HaMelech, one of the Mefarshim of the Rambam. If a ger dies, who inherits the ger? What? No. So who gets the land?
Okay.
Right. The first person to make a kinyan on the land. Kala kodem zacha. So if a ger dies, right, talking about vultures, you know, the ger is on his deathbed, everyone comes around saying, oh, the king, seen out of King Lear. Oh, Gary the ger, I've been your best friend. Oh, wait, is he dead yet? Is he dead yet? Is he dead yet? Rush, mad dash for the kinyan. But if you're a shutif with the ger, let's say you love gerim and you become a shutif with the ger, 50-50. Then the ger dies. Who owns the land? First kinyan maker? Or, what does the Shara Melech say? If your shutif ger dies, who gets the land? You. Why? Because you always own the 100. You always own the whole land. He was just holding you back because he also owned the 100. Once he dies, your 100 is unchained. And you don't have to make a kinyan like an outsider on the street. Regular ger that dies, it's now hefker, because there's no one to fill that void of bailus. The first kinyan maker gets the bailus. If you're the shutif, you already had 100% ownership on his land. So did he. When he dies, he removes his block, and your bailus expands naturally, even without a kinyan. So Joe and I have built this machlokus as to whether Ruro needs 3 years or Ruro needs 6 years as a Malachis and Shutfas. When Ruven uses the land on year one, how much of the land is he using? If he's using 50%, then how many years would you need to get to 3 years? Six. But if when Ruven's using the land on year one, he's using 100% of the land, how many years do you need to get to 3 years? Three. So this is our Machlokas. As to whether shutfas is 50-50. When a shutaf is using, I gave you another nafkamina. Let's say Ari and I are shutafin, 50-50. And I say, Ari, I don't want you to get any hana from me. I'm making neder. I'm not making it. Bli neder. No hana from me. So you can't eat my fruit. You can't drive in my car. What about the land we jointly own? Can you use that land? It's the first mission in the fifth parak of the Nadar. When you're using the land, or using 50% of your land and 50% of my land, get off. Or when you're on the land, it's your land. You're not using my land. You own the land. I also own the land. So we have to accommodate. You're Monday, you're Wednesday. But when you're there on Wednesday, you're using it. Listen carefully to what I'm about to say, okay? That's the same question in our Gemara. When Reuven is using the land on year one, is he using land 100%? We're only using the land 50%. The same question in the Rashbam. Please listen to this statement. Please, please, please. I promise you, I hope. The same machlokas in 2 days of the Rashbam and Baba Basra is a machlokas tanayim in Nedarim, the beginning of Dachmanay. That's what Lamdas does. Remember, I showed you this in the beginning of the year. We've got one question here, Ari Brown, the Gemara Nedarim Nunhe, whether a shutif can use land from a shutif even though he can't get enough from him. Am I using your land, because 50 is mine, 50 is yours, and I'm using your 50% land? Or am I using my land on the day that I'm using it? It's my 100% land, I'm not touching your land. If you've got enough locus in the Rashbam, when Shutafim use land, how long does it take to accumulate 3 years? 6 years or 3 years? 2 days in the Rashbam. These two questions are identical. You can create gap between them, but they're identical. Who would have thought that a machlokas 2 days in the Rashbam, Baba Basra Chavtes, is parallel to a machlokas Tanai in the Baruch Lutz of Ben Yaakov in the Dharma? But it's the same question. On Monday, or year one, when the 50% shutif uses the land, how do we consider that? Is he using 50%? Well, it's going to take you 6 years to get to 3 years. If 50%, you're using your co-shutif's land, it's aser bana. Or is he saying, I'm using my land as I'm 100% owner. I'm not touching my shutif. I'm not touching my shutif. I'm using 100%. Rurom is aggregating, accumulating 100% increments. It'll take 3 years. So this Rashbam, okay, let me just show it to you on the board. Okay, 1 second, I'll answer the question. This Rashbam is a crucial Rashbam about shutfas. So let's draw on the board what Itra does. How does Itra work? Itra is either a separate chazaka, not
Achilas. How is it separate? It's kol.
How does kol work? Stay tuned. Excuse the pun. Okay. Or itra is, we'll call it integrating shifras. And therefore, no mifuzaros. It's not like a different person was here. You're the same unit. You're the same corporation. It's incorporating. Like you have a contract that incorporates things. You're incorporating yourselves into one. But now that it's done with Fuzaris, we still have a question. How many years do you need? Do you need 3 or 6? This is the second general approach of the Rashbam. This is 2a and 2b. This is approach number 1 in the Rashbam. How many years do you need would depend on how you view Shutfus. If Shutfus is each person, when they're there, they're using it as 100% owner, then you had 100% usage year 1, 100% usage year 2, 100% usage year 3. They seem like different people, but it's one corporation. The corporation used it fully. Or when you're on a land that you own 50%, you're only using half of the land. And when you're there, you're using the other guy's part also. So in the Dharma, you can't use it if it's us or Banna. Yes, Alex?
Why do you get to this question? Shutfus itself, it's a partnership. Like, you don't need them to be integrated to have this question. It's a partnership.
You're saying to avoid Mifuzaras, this first level, why do you need Itra?
Yeah, they're already partners there.
It's a good question. I mean,
you only need it probably for the cold.
I'll sharpen it. Right. So, first of all, Alex is raising an extremely good point. This is why the cold people say, why do you need a shtarit for their shutafim anyway? So evidently, something about Cheskas Gimel Shanim and something about the problem of Mefuzaros means that even though they're normally Shufrim, it has to be more public, it has to be more evident, and we'll have to sharpen Kol. So even the non-Kol people feel that we need, and where has the word Kol, we need Kol to slightly change the Shufus in a manner that would allow them to operate normally when it comes to other areas of Halacha. They're already Shutafim. But for Gimel Shanim, and to solve Mifuzaros, we need a more deeply incorporated Shutfus, and coal is the ingredient that incorporates them, and therefore, that's our structure. But we need to study coal more. It's an excellent question. Okay? But that's what's happening structurally. They can function as Shutfim for 1,000 dollars. But when Cheskas Gimel Shanim, Alex, it can't be Shutfim, Alex, you have to be Shutfim. Now, it could be, this is just meta on this, that in order for them not to have Mefuzaros, they have to morph from 50-50 into 100-100, and the Itra is what helps them morph. And normal Shutfus is 50-50, but with the Shtar defining the Shutfus, right? Can anyone tell me, for example, even if Shutfus is 50-50, what type of Shutfus would you feel is 100-100? Let me just see if I can coax you to the finish line. If Alex and I become Shutafim, I like his shirt. Choices, really suave. We're gonna be shutafim in your shirts. I buy out half of Alex's shirts. Okay, it's just because I want to be cool in my kids' eyes. I want to wear an Alex shirt. So we enter a shutafim. So we want to know, do I own 100% of Alex shirts, 50%? Again, I can only use a day on, day off, but what's the nature of our shutafis? Give me another type of shutafis which you would think, oh, that's for sure 100%.
A chatzer, we both use the whole thing.
Okay, so a chatzer where it's not day on, day off, you can both use it the same day. So that's a different item about which we're a shutuf. Think about a different brand of shutfus. Very good, Ellie. A chatzer, as opposed to a shirt. Yesh bo din chalukah, ein bo din chalukah. What about not two shutafim from the street, but two children who inherited their parents' estate? Because that estate was one item. To begin with, when the parent was alive, it was one item. You didn't buy, I'm buying 50%. Let's be shutafim, let's buy land together. Ellie, I'll buy 50 by 50. But there was no acquisition. There's no limits to acquisition. We just, together, we inherited one estate. So even if shutafas in general is 50-50, it's called, if you want to follow along, it's called tefusas habayis, where the bayis is tafus, is now a unit called the inheritors, the children. The reason I'm saying this is because not all shutafus is alike. The third answer is shutafus 50-50 or 100-100. What's option C? Come on, briskers, budding briskers. What's option C? Not 50-50 or 100-100. No, don't go there. That's like meth. That's like Aristotelian brisker. Give me like the third brisker option is sometimes it's 50-50. Sometimes it's 100-100. Not all shutafas are built from the same DNA. So, for example, shutafas between me and Ali Rifkin would be 50-50. But shutafas between two children, his father died, that would be 100-100. Or Alex, shutafas without a shtar yitra, that would be 50-50. But shutafas with a shtar yitra, that would be 100-100. So, whenever you have two options, it could be, well, it depends upon the situation, depends upon the object, depends. So we'll have to see that, like why they need to upgrade themselves as a shutafas. Okay? Let's move ahead, pile ahead, deal with the next circuit. Again, these are not taxing ideas. They're not taxing Rishonim. You just have to take a step back. Okay, that's what the Rishon says. Now, why is it relevant? Right, that's the next step I told you yesterday. It's just, it takes so long to read Rishonim and to know what they're saying at this stage of your growth that you run out of gas. Yeah, and know what the Rashbam's saying. That's part A. You need to get to part F. Like, what is he saying? What logic is it based on? What are the other Rishonim saying? What's the machlokas? You got to push yourselves past that. Oh, I got what the Rashbam's saying. I'm in the champion circle. Pop open the champagne. I know what the Rashbam's saying. I know it's natural because it's so hard, but you got to, okay, now I know what he's saying. Now, what is he saying? Okay, just switching your gears. Okay, I'm a Rabba. So now we have Rabba. Keep in mind, Rabba is starting to dominate Cheskes Abatim. We already had the Rabba about three Shtaros. We had Rabba paskining for these two Shutafim. Now we have Rabba again. We're going to have Rabba at the bottom of the page. All of a sudden, Rabba is making his mark. We had Rabba about Abai and Rabba. We had five appearances. This is the fifth appearance of Rabba in Bava Basra. Rabba didn't like the I have a sense of, he needed the renters. So now Rabba is saying, Amar Rabba, Achla Kula Chutz Mi Beis Rova. Kana Kula Chutz Mi Beis Rova. Okay. Now the strange word here, what's the strange word here? Kana. Kana makes it sound like, and again, I just want to make sure you know these two different scenarios are totally different scenarios. Kana makes it sound like we're not arguing about a land, did I buy it 5 years ago from you or not, but we're now trying to purchase the land. There's no argument here. We trust each other. You want to sell me the land. So Rabbi Tarragon can either make, I'm buying the land from Yosef, I can either make a Kenyan Kesef, I can make a Kenyan Shtar, but we decided to make a Kenyan Chazaka. And one of the ways to make a Kenyan Chazaka, everyone look at me, one of the ways to make a Kenyan Chazaka is not just building Nol Gadar Uparat, but also eating Paris. May or may not be true, but if that's true, then we choose chazaka. I don't have a hammer on me. I don't have a saw on me. So instead of hammering and sawing and building, I say, you know what? You know, I said, let me just eat some pears, and that will be my chazaka. So that right now, you and I, who love each other, who trust each other, no litigation, no basedin, can now affect the sale of your land to me instead of kesef or shtar. And the question is, if I eat pears of only a part of the land, is the kinyancha on the entire land? And Rava says it isn't. Who reads the Gemara this way? The Rambam, Hilchos Mechira. The big chiddush of the Rambam is, and just we're not going to talk about this, but store it away, is that Kinyan Chazaka isn't just capital improvement, but utility. The Gemara says Kinyan Chazaka is just, everyone turn to the Mishnah, Membeis and Menalef, just to know your way around Bava Basra, the second half of Bava Basra, see Membeis and Menalef, where the Gemara is talking about Kinyanim. Interestingly enough, machzik v'nichzeh hager, you've been around the deathbed, the ger dies, you make a beeline to his karka, you want to be the first guy there, got your hammer, come to visit the ger, he's dying. Well, I love ger, I'm here to visit. Like, why are you here with your hammer and your nails? Oh, because because Torah's like a hammer, kipatish for the cell, I want to listen to Torah with you. Yeah, but why the saw? Oh, because I've got cutting chakir. So you come like in your contractor clothing, you're ready to run down to his land. He croaks, you go down, you're the first. The Mishnah says, Nal Gadar Uparatz Kolshu Harezu Chazaka. That's what a Cheskes Kinyan is, making a Kinyan through. Again, the word Chazaka means two totally different things. They are totally incomparable. We'll call them today Cheskes Kinyan, trying to acquire land right now, as opposed to Cheskes Raya, trying to prove what happened way back when. According to the Rambam, Rava was not talking about Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Rava was talking about Cheskas Kinyan. Nothing to see here for our sugya. Not relevant to our sugya, or very, very marginally relevant to our sugya. This sugya on Daf Chavtas and Mibes is out of place, out of location. It belongs in Kiddushin, where the Gemara talks about Kinyan and Monkarki. It belongs in Bava Basra and Membeis. It's not our sugya. It's a big chiddush, just if you want to follow along on your program charts, it's a big chiddush, because we would think that Cheskas Kinyan is Na'al Gadar Uparetz, not eating Paris. Can you give me an English definition for Na'al Gadar Uparetz? Not the words. What are you doing by Na'al Gadar Uparetz? Capital improvement. You're changing the land. Kinyan on land means changing the land. Symbolic. There's not going to build a hotel, but you built a little fence. You built a little, you tore down a fence. That's how Kinyan and Morko and Karko, because after all, right, in that other bizarro world, our cousins in Gush, the bizarro cousins in Gush, they're learning Kinyan on Karka. But it's really the same question. Learning how to prove ownership on Karka and learning how to make Kinyan on Karka may overlap how Bailos on Karka defined. We know Bailos on Karka is not physical, right? We always get to that higher level. Right? We'll get our tour guide from the Supreme Court yesterday to remind us of the top of the pyramid. We're always trying to get to the top of the pyramid. So if I'm discussing how I prove Bailos on Karka and how I acquire Bailos on Karka, then there's a common denominator that our bizarro cousins in Grush and some other sphere are learning now, not Cheskas Raya, but Kinyan and Munkarka. But when we meet those bizarro cousins at the bar mitzvah, the bizarro bar mitzvah, whatever, we'll say, oh, you're learning in that other world Grush, you're learning Kinyan and Munkarka. We're studying in this world of Grush, we're studying Raya and Karka, but let's talk to each other about Karka. We know we've been learning different mesechtos, different issues, but bizarro Alex, bizarro Ellie, bizarro Ariel, so your cousin in that other sphere, let's sit down and talk a little bit about Karka, because that's the overlap between what we're learning. But right now, we're not in bizarro Gush, we're in Shirat HaRitzion, in this world Gush, we're not going to talk about this that much, that's the Rambam. Most Rishonim say, okay, even though the word Joe appears, it's not literally making a kinyan. Which word doesn't take out the word kana? Are you literal or are you contextual? If you're literal, you really look at that word kana. If you're contextual, see, yeah, but it's on chavtas and bava basra. This is a kinyan. What is your chavtas and bava basra? It's all, every sugya you pay the price. Literal, contextual. Do you look at the words? Do you look at the context? Context screams gimel shanim. Context screams cheskas raya. Context screams it. So Rava's halacha is not about someone that wants to acquire land, someone wants to lay claim to someone else's land. I've been on Benji's land for 3 years. I got a good chazaka. Benji wasn't mocha. That's squared away. The only question is, I haven't been on that part of the field. There's a certain part of the field, a base rova, that I haven't been using. Can I make a cheskas gimel shanim on that land? And Rava says no. And the question is, why not? So what do we have to pull out of our pockets? Our two models of chazaka. And you'd be surprised to see that one of them may not be so simple. Which model of chazaka? Now I'm asking you to think two levels of abstraction. Take a model, apply it to this case, and find a problem. Which model says, wait a second, we've got a problem. That model should work. And Rava says it doesn't work. Again, when I say work and doesn't work, I mean even on the base Rava. The chazaka works on the rest of the land. The question is only about the base Rava. This is a good, healthy chazaka. It's not mefuzaros. You ate it the right way. You're using the land. It's just one corner of the land you didn't use. Oh, that land. That land, Yaakov Garfield, you know the chazaka. What? Which model do you say? Whoa, slow down. It doesn't make sense. Which model do we have a problem with, Jacob?
Right.
Excellent. You saw the guy on your land. Should have said something. You didn't say anything. In fact, he didn't say anything. He gets the land. So, in fact, he wasn't on that little corner. Who gives a hoot? In the past, I wasn't there at night. He left the land. There's Mefuzar. I had this reason. This guy, He changed his name to Chazaka. That's how into it he is. He used to be called Eli. Now he's called Chazaka. That was, he took a new name. Eli Chazaka was his name. Eli Chazaka Levi. That's his new name. That's how into it he is. And he made a Chazaka on 99.9% of the land. And that should have gotten your goat, Marakama. And he didn't say anything. So we can infer from this that you sold him the land. And if you sold him the land, he gets the land. What is going on here? Rava, what are you doing? Achla kula chutz mi beis rova? Doesn't get the base rova? Before you answer it for me, if I hold, go to the other model, if I hold that Chazaka is Ruchzakos, trying to grab, hold, control. So the part that I controlled becomes my Ruchzakos, and I'm the default victor. We say, Emotzi Mechaver, I love Arai about that part when we come to litigation. And the part that I didn't extend myself over by using and getting Hana'ah doesn't become my Muchzaka. So when we come to Beis Din Yaakov Garfield, we say, look, whose land is that? We don't know. We'll just give it to the default owner. So you're the default owner or 99% of the land, because even though I'm the Marakama, you use that 90. The part of the land you never use, you don't become the default owner. It reverts back to Marakama. We're not proving anything. We don't know anything. Who does it belong to? Who does it not belong to? We just know that in the end, after 3 years, the part of the land that I've settled, I'm the muchzak. I'm the default victor. Part of the land I haven't settled, you're still the old default because you're the marakama. It's a nice split because in the end, we don't really know what happened. So we can create schizophrenia. What do you mean? How could the land be mine and yours? You know what? We don't know what we're talking about. How can you give him the land and give me the other part of the land? You know what? We don't really know what we're talking about. We don't know who owns the land. All I know is he's the marakama. Marakama wins until someone becomes the muchzak. Now you begin the muchzak. So now let's divvy it up. You're the muchzak on part of it. Yeah. It makes perfect sense. You could argue it, but it makes sense. We don't have a problem. But if Gimel Shanim is not formal, logistical, procedural, but empirical, we're trying to prove what happened. There is a land, and this guy really provoked the heck out of you, and you didn't do anything, and that proves that you sold it. So it proves that data, empirically, you sold the land to him. If you sold the land, he gets the land. Why does he not get the base rova? So now I'm willing to hear your answers, but you see the problem? See how you process the sugya? We have a problem here. What do you say, Joe?
The base rova is a significant enough size of land. Like, there's no reason to say that he necessarily that because of his ayah on the rest of it.
Okay, so what are you really saying, Joe? What are you saying? Saying sharp, clear. The reason you're not calling it the Beit Rova is?
Separate
land. All of a sudden, the Beit Rova is a separate land. So essentially, there are two lands there. Everyone would agree in this room if, let's say, Ari Braun, I settled your land for 3 years. You're Trump and you're rich. You've got many lands. I settle one of your lands and I have a right. That means you sold me other lands. Right? It's land by land. Okay. Oh, I provoked you. You didn't say anything. Must be selling me your whole portfolio. What does that mean? So this Beit Rova may be contiguous. Let me draw it on the board for you because we're going to need this board drawing to help us conceive of it. Let's do it like this. Okay. One second. Let's process this and we'll come to others. Here we have the land, and here we have a base Rova. So even though you made a chazaka on land A by using it, and Marakama man, this is the dark, deep mind of the Marakama. What was he thinking? What was he saying? He was macha, shtika. How do we interpret what's in your mind, Marakama man? Wears a big hat with mem kuf on it. He's Mr. Marakama. So what are you thinking? But we're dealing with this land. Everyone would agree. Marakama has two lands, and you provoke him. That doesn't apply to the second land. So these are two different lands. And that's why he doesn't have a chazaka on the other land. So this is Joe's answer. If that were true, Joe, then what? Excellent. Maybe it's only if it's a base rova. What if it's smaller than a base rova? Can you call it a separate land? If your only way to explain the halacha, that there's a chazaka here, no chazaka here, oh, separate land, separate cases, separate. Maybe only if it's a certain size.
Yeah, no, that's not a bit at all of evidence.
And not just a certain size, but what does the Ritfus, I didn't give you the Ritfus, the Ritfus says not only that, but also, it, even if it's a base rova, it has to be what the Ritfus calls, and I think the Ritfus is saying what you're saying, has to be mesuyim, it has to be distinct. Now, there are two ways to achieve mesuyim. I'm not sure what the Ritfus means. It could either be location that is off in a corner, or even if the unused land is in the middle, but it's bounded off by like a little picket fence. Or... But we have to create conditions that make this a separate piece of land. We have to create conditions that make this formally an entirely different litigation, entirely different land. Because after all, I was on your land. You didn't say anything. Okay, you don't want to be mocha because I didn't use that part. We should have been mocha about the other land that I used, and it's all one land. So Joe's saying we've got to create a division of land, and Jacob's saying, well, that may only work if it's a certain size, 2 days, and the Shittim Kobetzis. They don't have a different answer. Why you don't have a chazaka on that little parcel of land, if chazaka is a ra, if chazaka is mochzakos, works. If chazaka is a raya, this gemara is hard. So Joe says the way we get out of it is by saying, well, it's a separate piece of land. That may be very limiting, Joe. What Joe is doing, look at my hands, is he's shrinking Rava's halacha. Rava only said it's halacha if it's really a separate piece of land. If there's a gate there, it's a certain size there. So the price you pay for that svara, Joe, is you're shrinking the scope of Rava. When Rava said you don't have a chazaka on that little piece, in this case, this case, this case, Jacob, only if it's a certain size or it's defined or it's distinct. Adiv.
I'm sure this is the same thing that he's saying. Can't the Marakamir say, like, in Achinami, I sold you the rest of the land, but, I mean, I didn't sell you that piece. I walked by one day and I saw that, I mean, however small, like, it doesn't really matter. I walked by and I saw that that wasn't planted, so I said, great. So
land. Yeah, but aren't you, if it's legally one piece of land, if you reject Joe, so all of the conversations, what I did is about the land, and I saw you on my land.
It's
legally
one piece of land.
Yeah, why does it have to be? So then
at any point I say, well, when I was mocha, when I saw using this grain and not that grain. So we obviously deal with the land as a legal unit, and the activities on the land should elicit a response about the land. And lack of response should indicate the sale of the land, or else you just deal with grains of sand. So obviously there's a unit called land. And what Joe's saying is, yeah, here we have two units of land. The activities on one doesn't reflect activities on the other. Anyone give a different svara, Yaakov?
Can we say that there's a counter-raya from the lack of use?
Excellent. Excellent. So now Yaakov is reminding us that just because you have a chazaka and the mechanism works, there could be a counter-raya. Excellent, Yaakov. What's our golden counter-raya? What's the classic counter-raya? Oh, you made a chazaka, but... remember the... What? No, well, that was a small one. But what was the big... What? Remember, that was a big, you have to wait 3 years because, oh, you made your chazaka after 1 year, after 1 month. But there's a counter-raya. Where's your star? And then we took a look at another counter-raya that you guys were talking about. Okay, you made a chazaka, but you left. Person that leaves the land, that leaves the house, abaye. So now Yaakov Garfield is saying, I've got a third case of a counter-raya. You made a chazaka on the land, but you specifically avoided this corner. Maybe that shows that when you bought the land, you only bought a certain amount. Maybe it doesn't oppose the raya, maybe it qualifies the raya. Yaakov Garfield, let's read the Rashbam. So I read the Rashbam and he stop in the middle, he may be saying that. And the Rashbam has to say something because he's raya man. He uses the raya model. People who use the raya model, they're under siege in this Gemara. They've got to say something, Joe, because it just doesn't make sense. So let's read one line Rashbam. Debar Zariahi, the Amar Lei, the Marakama tells the Machzik, Idi Dach Havoi, if this is all your land, including this little corner, Amai Lo Zarata, why didn't you harvest this area? Why didn't you process this area? Stop. If I stop there, then the Rashbam is saying exactly what Yaakov Garfield is saying. The Marakam is saying you have a raya for my silence in the whole land, but the counter raya on this little part. So there's indication on the one hand that I sold you the land, but there's counter indication about this little corner. Normally the indication and counter indication is comprehensive. Where's your star? Counter indication on the whole land. Where you left, counter indication on the whole land. Here, you've got indication about the whole land. I was silent, probably sold you the land. But you've got a counter raya about this little area. Probably didn't process this. Why is the Rashbam talking about the Marakama trying to create a counter raya? So if you stop here, and a lot of people talk about this Rashbam, just stop here. Then you have what Yaakov Garfield was saying. Then on the little Beis Rova, you have a counter raya. You have a raya on the whole land based on the silence. Counter Rova, you're voided. Like, here you are, like you're going like this. I don't want to get near Ariel. I'm trying to avoid. The guy's tiptoeing around his Beis Rova. He's got the plows and the cows and the horses and the manure, the dumping and construction and bulldozing. But then the bulldozers are like trying to avoid the Beis Rova. So that looks pretty indicative that this Beis Rova wasn't sold. At some point, I sold you everything about the Beis Rova. The problem with this Rashbam Yaakov is that he finishes, and then the Marakama says, and since I saw you not planting the Beis Rova, I was a mocha. Huh? Your macha is not based on grain by grain. Your macha should be based on land by land. And if we don't hold like Joe, then the problem goes away. Separate lands, separate litigations. You are mocha on this land, but this land was never chazak. Like two lands, one in Pennsylvania and one in some far off distant land, like, I don't know, Calgary. Totally different lands, totally different litigations. But if you don't accept Joe, and you're trying to build what Yaakov's building, it's not a question of why you weren't mocha. You don't have a good reason why you weren't mocha. You should have been mocha about the land. Maximum, you could say, I wasn't mocha about the land, and it proves I sold you the entire land, but now there's a counter proof you probably didn't buy that land. So we're just going to process all the proofs. On the one hand, the Marakama's mind indicates that you sold the land, your strange behavior counter indicates about this area, and therefore we'll make this what probably happened is you sold everything about the Beis Rova. Why does Rashbam say it wasn't mocha? You don't have an excuse you want mocha as you avoided that land. What Rashbam probably means is it didn't look like a Baal. No, that's not true. Not looking like a Baal means you left. And isn't Baal like? Remember the shachas on the Afchav Ches and the Beis, where you just quickly eat it like a god. Here, I look like a Baal on the land, and there's something, other information about this little Beis Rova. By the way, I don't have a good answer for this. Like, I'm going to give you some answer. I'd rather be honest and not understand it. I think the only way to learn this sugya, if you hold like a raya, is like Joe was saying. Just parcel off the land, make it separate, pay whatever price you have to pay, only in certain conditions where it's defined distinctly, and two totally separate cases. Whereas if Gimel Shanim is Mechsakos, this is a beautiful Gemara. You become a Mechsak on whatever you used. You don't become a Mechsak whatever you did. I think this is, if you ask me, this is a Mechsakos oriented Gemara. If I want to, you guys have College Bowl and Torah Bowl, and I want Chazaka Bowl, and I was on the Mechsakos team, and you were on the Raya team, and we had to prove our points. This would be one of the first Gemaras I'd throw in your face. Say, hey, Raya people, how do you make sense of this Gemara? Why should the Chazaka be partial? If it's just to prove what happened, why should Chazaka be partial? And he says, we're talking about this case. Okay, 1 point for our team. 1 point for our team. 1 point for the Mechsakos team. Well, see another Gemara later that may be a good point for the Mechsakos team. Yes, Yaakov.
Can we say that the Rashbam is trying to deal with, meaning the counter-raya to the counter-raya, that even though he wasn't using it, in the end of the day, you as the Baal should have been mocha.
No, that doesn't sound bad. It sounds like the Marakam is speaking. You're saying that Beis Din is speaking. Okay, he counter-raya, you're counter-raya. It sounds like the Marakam is saying, because you left, I wasn't mocha. What do you mean? Because you left, I wasn't mocha. You're there for 90% of the land. And the land, and you relate to the land as one unit.
I mean, over here, we're only talking about keeping that Beis Rova, right?
Right.
So I'm saying what he's saying is the reason I wasn't hooked on the Beis Rova.
But your Bacha isn't Beis Rova, isn't foot by foot.
Once it's sold, if it was sold separately, if the hypothetical is true, that this was sold separately, so then it will become a new plot of land.
You're basically defaulting to Joe. Once you say new, then you're saying at some point either legally.
Then maybe you wouldn't even need, it doesn't matter, we only need to have a standard space that has to be a base robot, because it's just the fact that two different people own distinct parts of the land.
Okay, so you're saying like Joe, and in the end we're saying that there are two different lands, you weren't Malchor on land A, you didn't give up, you didn't have to be Malchor on land B, and you don't give up. In the end, once you make them two lands, then you're paying a certain price, and then you get out of the city.
But I'm saying we don't have to pay the price, and we could still see it as a rag coming from the lack of use.
Correct. But in the end, why do I not have a chazak on the base robot? Because it's a separate land.
Right, but then we don't have to pay the problem. One of the problems we have with Joseph Chat is that we're going to end up having to limit the case. But I'm saying any case, no matter if it was 1 square foot, if it was an inch, but once the sale was agreed on that this inch is going to be mine.
Yeah, but we can't prove that.
Necessarily.
But we can't prove that from the lack of macha, because until we know that, we can't prove it. Until we can't prove it, you don't have to be macha. It's circular logic. You're choosing a very convenient point in the circle to begin with.
No, because it's my lack of use shows us that it's not yours. The problem with the lack of use in that stage is that, well, even if there's a lack of use, still the original Baal should have said something.
Why?
That's
where you're stuck.
Right. I mean, if the guy's not using it, right. What's he being open? Right.
That's where you're stuck. In the end, if we can prove that it's separate, then you're right, it's separate, even if it's small. But we're trying to prove that. You know, we're not at that stage yet. Okay. Now, the Nafka Mina. We have two models. We'll end with this and share a very simple Gemara. We have two models for why. We have two models for why base rova doesn't work. Chutz mi base rova. One is because Cheskas Gimel Shanim is Moch Zakus. And since it's Moch Zakus, you need to use it or lose it. What you use, you keep. What you don't use, you know, the Marukama. You stick his grubby, grubby hands. The Marukama, you're fighting the Marukama monster. You're fighting the Marukama monster. You got to use it as much as you can. The other approach is that Cheskas Gimel Shanim is a Raya. But the fact that you, let's go with what Yaakov is saying, you didn't use it, there's a counter raya. Okay? Didn't use it, there's a counter raya. Or this is a separate field. This is Joe, and this is Yaakov. Yaakov, or Yahu, and Yaakov. Give credit to Yaakov. So what's the nafka mina? Whether I gotta use, and whatever I don't use, I lose. Or because you didn't plow the land, it's like a separate land, a separate unit, or you didn't use it, so it's a fire, you didn't buy it. Can anyone think of some safer out there? Some far, far away safer? Maybe it's even in the Gush Library. Who quotes some very esoteric case you've never heard of, ever, ever, ever. There may be enough caminos to the two ways to view this. I'll give you a chance. Gift wrapping, you guys. Okay. Everyone stop, put your pens down and listen. This is crucial, okay? Whenever you have a Gemara with a base halacha, and then an application, and this application has a machlokas about it, it's likely that the machlokas about the application is two ways to view the base. Yaakov's a good guy. Does he mean he's good at basketball or good at morality? I don't know. So, what happens if Yaakov kills someone? I say he's still a good guy. So then we know that one fulfilled morality. To your point, remember Mufuzaros. We have two ways to view why Mufuzaros is not good. And we have to apply. What about Mufuzaros in Virginia? Why would it be good in Virginia? So here we have a base case. The base halacha is, give me the base halacha. If you have a chazaka on the land, but not on the base rova, you don't get the base rova. And what's the machlokas now the Gemara has in the application? What happens to the base rova? Is that right? Would you get the base rova or not? Who argues about that? Yeah, I'm all right. I'm not going to give you svaras yet. I just want you to see this is structure. You'll have this 3 million times in your life. You learn Shas. Literally 3 million times. Let's just say that. Okay? Amar Rava. Achla kula chula mebeis Rava. Kana chula mebeis Rava. Okay? Beis halacha. Thanks. You don't get the beis Rava. Let's say you're not a lambda. You don't know our two models. Now the Gemara says, Amar Efuna, Breda Vishrova, Lo Amrin. By the way, if the beis Rava is arid, it's not Barzria, then you get the beis Rava. La Barzria, Kana, Agav Kana. It's not Barzria, you get it. Language is a little different. Rabbi says, what do you mean? You don't get the base rova that's arid stam. You got to use it also. How do you use it? You spread your peros, you dry your peros, you put out your animal, your hides. So we have machlokas, Rabbi, and Rabbi, Rabbi Yeshua, a base rova that's not a non-barzria, it's arid. Is that the exception to the rule? Rava's rule is you don't get the base rover without using it. The Fuhrer says, oh, but if it's a base rover that's unusable, that you can't harvest, you get it. The Jibri says, no, there's no such thing. You either use it or you lose it. You use it, you lose it. This is structure. So it's evidently, Rabibi and Rav Huna Bredi Rav Ashur were having our debate. They were in the base Medrash in Babel, and they were describing why did Rava torpedo the base rover? Why do you not get the base rover? And the way they snapped their fingers is they didn't talk the way we're talking. They said, would it apply to any base rova or only to fertile base rovas? According to Rav Huna Bredi Rav Ashur, it only applies to fertile base rovas, so you don't get the base rovas. If it's arid base rovas, you get the base rova without using it. And Bibi says, no. Doesn't make a difference. You never get the base rova, arid or fertile. You got to use it. How do you use it? We'll find something. We'll find spreading pears to dry. So this base halacha, now we'll fill it in a different color truck. Right, this halacha that you don't get the base rova that we have developed two different logics for, but even if we did in our minds, is only seen or glimpsed by the application. What happens if it's arid? This is base rova you don't get. What about an arid base rova? Rav Huna says you get it. Rav Bibi says you don't get it until you use it. So Rav Bibi says you never get a base rova that you don't use. Rav Huna says you don't get a base rova that you don't use unless it's arid. It's fertile, you don't get it. It's arid, you get it. So now let's go to our models. Which model would Rav Bibi support? Rav Bibi says you never get land you don't use. A or B? Which model for understanding Rava's halacha? Rava's halacha says you don't get the base rova that you didn't use. One approach is, oh, you didn't use it. What does it show? What is it this? It shows this. Or it's a separate field. The other model is, you're fighting the Marakama for control. Whatever you use, you beat him at it. Whatever you don't use, you don't. So which one would Bibi say? Which is more absolute? Bibi, excellent. Okay, I gotta find a way to take that rock land away from you. You're an Americana. I gotta find some way. So on regular land, I'll harvest. On rocky land, I'll quarry rocks. I'll scratch my back against the rock. Well, I don't know. I gotta beat you. For me to beat you, I gotta extend myself. For me to extend myself, I gotta. This is for Bibi. For Bibi's coming right after this halacha. Bibi's saying, you snooze, you lose. Whatever you don't use, you lose. If it's fertile, plant. If it's not fertile, break your head. Find some way to grab it. Because if you're not going to grab it, grubby Marakama monster is waiting to take it as his. What about that isn't clear, Rabbi says. What do I still have to explain to you? Rav Huna Bredi Rav Yehoshua. You're locked in mortal combat with a Marakama. You've got to try to keep his grubby hand off your land. The only way you can do it is use it. Find some way to use it. Rav Huna is a little more subtle. Rav Huna Bredi Rav Yehoshua is saying, no. I'll first give the Yaakov Garfield Nusach, then I'll give the Joe Nusach. The Yaakov Garfield Nusach is, well, the fact that you didn't use the base rova probably means you didn't buy the base rova as a counter raya. Yeah, that's only if the base rova is fertile. The fact that I didn't use a base rova of rocks means I've got nothing to do with rocks. I bought it, but I didn't use it because I'm just holding it for some future date when I'm going to quarry it or blow up rocks or start a rock and roll band. I don't know what. The fact that I don't use it those 3 years doesn't. If I have good tillable land that I don't use, that's indicative. A base rova that's fertile that I didn't use a base rova, I probably didn't buy. I used the whole land and I tiptoed around the base rova with my oxes and my plows and it probably shows I didn't buy the base rova. But if I've got land, there's a little area that's rocky. The fact that I use that rocky land doesn't mean I didn't buy it. It just means that, you know, I got to get new machinery. So that counter raya from the fact that I use the base roba is only fertile-based robas, not rocky-based robas. So that's the Yaakov Garfield way of saying, the Joe way of saying, I don't get a base roba because that's a separate land. That's separate land only if it's a separate land that's tillable. It's just extra rock extensions. Part of being separate land means autonomy. Part of autonomy means capacity to produce. It's just a rocky adjunct. It's less compelling. It's only feasible. Yaakov is a lot more compelling. So Rav Bibi and Rav Huna, who are arguing about how broad is the base rova exception. You don't get the base rova you didn't use. They're arguing about why you don't get the base rova. Sweep always reflects essence. According to Rav Bibi, you never get the base rova you didn't use. According to Rav Huna and Yeshua, you don't get the base rova you didn't use, and it's fertile. It's rocky, you get the base rova. Somehow that has to be impacted by why you don't get the base rova. The same way Jacob Penstein, the Machlokes, and the Kabetzes. You don't get the base rova, what about getting less than the base rova? What if it's a smaller land? Same question. Sleep or is reflex essence? I bet you the Machlokes and the Shukra Kabetzes is the same Machlokes as would be different eras, different lands, but it's talking about the same. They're both talking about sleep. One is talking about how big is the base rova you don't get. One is about the quality of the base rova you don't get. But just keep your eye on the methodology. What's happening? Again, it's hard, but just learn sugyas. What's the information? What's happening in a sugya? Is Yaakov Garfield a good person? Is he a good basketball player or a good moralist? And then there's a debate that breaks out. Okay, then we can prove in the debate about what you meant to begin. We didn't say what good man, is he a good person? You mean two things. Then there's a sub-debate. Mifuzaris doesn't work. I don't know why Mifuzaris doesn't work. Okay, let's look at Asa Mufrabagi. Why does it work in Asa? How does it work in Asa Mufrabagi? Always go one level lower, because in one level lower will be clear, articulate. And this little teeny Gemara is almost like a alumnus package. An alumnus package. A base halacha of Rava and a sub-debate between a Bibi and a Furna. Once you lay it out, it's just black and white. Once you lay it out, it couldn't be any clearer. Two reasons. You know what? You don't like my reasons? You want to give other reasons? That's fine also. I'm giving you rooms. You don't like the furniture? Take out my furniture and put your own furniture in. But before you buy furniture, you got to build your rooms. You got to build your house. That's a good way to summarize what I'm trying to do with you. I'm not trying to give you my pshat and all the svaras that, you know, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, these svaras. I think they're pretty good svaras, but I'm more interested in you getting the rooms. How do you build the sugi into a hive? This room. Once you have that, choose your own furniture. But until you have that, it's all just going to be building material scattered across the floor. Take the building material, build the rooms. Today was a good day to build the room. We had Shtar Itera. What does Shtar Itera do? This is what Rav Aaron did so well. His svaras weren't scintillating. There were times as far as it, but just the clear level thinking and organization, setting up the sugya, platforming the sugya. Where? Here. Chakira. And then sharpen the chakira lesson. It was hard for me because sometimes he didn't even go that far down. He just gave us the general, is the Shtar Itra external? Or is it, and he wouldn't go to that next level. And as the Talmud said, okay, he didn't do that because pedagogically he didn't have time, he didn't want to do that. But the first stage is just organizing. Is Shtar Itra something else? Or is it a Shifas reconfigure? And then the years of Chazaka or Yerchazaka. Why does it fail for the base Rova? Well, I can't understand that, especially since I don't have Rishonim. Till I see a sub-machlokas. I gave you models because I'm still spoon-feeding you. You're not going to have someone in Chalusa feeding you this. You're going to say, well, why does the base rova not work? Well, let's try to stream that question to the machlokas of Rav Bibi and Rav Huna. Let's try to understand how Rav Huna understood Rava and how Rav Bibi understood Rava, because they've got different scopes to Rava's halacha. Rav Bibi's scope is unlimited. It never works. Rav Huna's scope is dependent. So how do they view the halacha differently that led to train your mind to go through these, and just all of a sudden Gemara becomes, I wouldn't say easy and simple, but it's not chaotic. There's an order to it. There's a method to it. Yes, Alex.
If we're going to follow Yaakov's raya about not using it, like that, that's counter raya. So you can just say like what Bibi was saying.
You can. There's a lot of room for a cross. But one thing is clear. If you ask me, if I hold Muxakas, I'm on a straight line through Bibi.
Okay.
If you hold the other one, again, we don't really know what that other svara is. We're still kvexing around svaras, and it's a raya.
There's no counter raya because you say use it for your.
You're saying, and therefore, since you didn't use it, there is a counter raya, and it shouldn't work. You should have used it. My assumption, the reason I'm arguing with you is, well, not using fertile land for flowering and for harvesting is a counter raya that you didn't buy it. I'm not using difficult land, it's not a counter raya, it's just that it's difficult. I can't put, who says I have Paris, who says I've got Adam. So if you ask me, you've got to do something to beat the Marikama, crack your head and find some way to use it. If you're asking, is non-use of rocky land indicative you didn't buy it? I don't know, it's just rocky land, it's hard for me. That's what the Torah is based upon. You can disagree with it, but one thing is clear. If the reason I lose the base rova is because I need to grab everything, I need to grab everything. If it's rocky land, I need to grab that also. And that's what Rabbi said. Whereas if we give count as far as then we can start thinking, same way Jacob, we started thinking about how big the land is, big, small, we started thinking about how fertile the land is. Okay? It's really, I mean, it's like, I'm you won't see me in the base medrash today because I'm going to the office to give back my salary for today. I don't deserve a salary for this year. Because it's black and white. It's right there. You know, this year I had to really work hard. This is just, once you do it, it's right there. It's just put the pieces in place and you can give svaras, but you just got to train your eyes to see the sugya, collect the information, learn what the Rishonim are saying, find the machlokes in, break it down, simple shot, what's the svar? Then all of a sudden, all these details start to merge into a cohesive, coherent sugya. Okay? Stop here. Get ready. Rava, Rav Nachman, fireworks. Ki sugya, Baba Basra. This will be our sixth statement of Rava, and probably the most conclusive statement of Rava. And it may even force us to say that we disagree, or at least have a different opinion of Rava from the way the Ramban viewed Rava. So we'll see that. If you have a statement of Rava, it's about to blow the Ramban's approach out of the water. Okay? So get ready. Okay? Get ready for Rava. Get ready for the old city. Okay, try to be in the base medrash today. Guys who aren't in Shir Kali especially, if you need the time, obviously, to recover and to get your strength back, to learn better, fine. But again, it's an Eish Tzara, and we don't want to be frivolous about our time during an Eish Tzara. So no frivolity today. I mean, laughing and jokes is not frivolity, but no, like, long-term, wasting time, and slacking off. I got to go give my shekel back that I'm giving back today. So.